is in Bangalore, employing over 170,000 workers. In the first 4 months of this year alone, 64 new offices were opened in the city. Subsequently, nearly 1,000 new staff are being taken on every month. The job market is being fueled by the tens of thousands of students in the area, many of them graduating from the Institute of Science, which I referred to earlier, and many of them specializing in IT-related subjects. A further point to mention is that a new sector of the job market is being opened up, offering opportunities for women employees. 25% of the workforce in software companies here is now female. The effect of this is more financial independence and greater freedom for them to pursue a career. Before I go today, I'd like to leave you with some food for thought. Investment in Bangalore has resulted in dramatic positive lifestyle changes for its people. Their futures are being secured, and their quality of life has been improved threefold. By investing in our region, you will not only have the advantage of obtaining highly skilled employees with a strong work ethic, but you will also ensure that our skilled workforce remains within India. Surely a win-win situation for us all.
Audio 32, Part 2.
I've briefly looked at the background, so let's move on to some business facts. You will notice on this chart the breakdown of traditional industries such as engineering in relation to the emergence of IT companies. Bangalore has a strong tradition of attracting engineering companies to the region as a result of its engineering colleges. A knock-on effect of this has been the establishment not only of government-run companies such as Hindustan Machine Tools, but also companies from the private sector. A subsidiary of the German Robert Bosch Group has been present in this region for several years. What's more important and exciting for our potential investors is the new emerging economy focusing on IT. As I mentioned earlier, this has earned us the name India Silicon Valley, and it is easy to see why. IT is booming. Let's turn our attention to some specific facts on the IT sector. Looking at this slide, we can see it is expected that Indian IT services will continue to grow by 25 to 28% annually, and Bangalore accounts for about one-third of India's software exports. And have a look at these figures. More than 1,500 software and outsourcing companies, 512 of them multinationals, have offices.